Daylight, September the 8th, morning. You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. The Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And what will it profit a man if he gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward part. You have tried my heart. You have visited me by night. You have tested me, and you will find nothing. You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Daniel 5:27. And 1 Samuel 2:3. Luke 16:15. 1 Samuel 16:7. Galatians 6:7-8. Matthew 16:26. Philippians 3:7, Psalm 51:6, and Psalm 17:3. Daily Light, September the 8th, evening. Christ, the first fruits. Unless a grain of wheat fall into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. If the dough offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole lump. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. For the Lord Jesus Christ will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to subject all things to himself. The firstborn from the dead. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Christ, the first fruits. 1 Corinthians 15:23. John 12:24, Romans 11:16, 1 Corinthians 15:20, Romans 6:5, Philippians 3:20-21, Colossians 1:18, Romans 8:11, and John 11:25.